Welcome to the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. I'm Melissa Lieberman, a fellow IC and business coach. On this podcast, I teach you to become a consistently booked independent consultant without becoming a pushy salesperson or working 24/7. If I can do it, you can too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome back to episode number 5. Today, we're going to talk about how to scale your independent consulting business and ultimately the income that you want using my 9-ingredient formula. So first, before we dive into today's topic and those 9 ingredients, I want to make sure you don't turn off this episode right away. Here's the deal. When I say scaling your IC business, for a lot of you, what that brings to mind is, oh no, I'm going to have to hire a bunch of staff in order to scale my business. And it's going to create all of these complications and headaches. And that's exactly one of the reasons I left corporate in the first place. It's like a 180 from the reasons that you dove into this business, right? So let me just calm your nerves here and let you know that today we're talking about scaling, but in a different sense. I'm not talking about scaling as growing the amount of staff or the amount of complexity in your business. What I'm talking about from a scaling perspective means that you're maximizing your revenue and ultimately your income in a way that doesn't have to compromise your business model, in a way that doesn't compromise why you're doing this independent business in the first place, for the flexibility, for the impact, for the simplicity. So scaling to me and the 9 ingredients I'm going to share with you today means that you've created a solid business on a solid foundation that helps you meet all of your goals, both financial, time-based, the types of clients that you want to be working with, the types of work you want to be doing, and not feeling like you have to focus on one at the expense of the others, or sacrifice one in order to get the others. I want to help you scale to a business where you're able to accomplish all of it, the time flexibility, the money, and the impact that you want to be making. And this formula will also help you ensure that you've got that steady, strong IC foundation, and you don't have to worry about falling back to corporate either. And the one thing I want to point out before we dive into the 9 ingredients is that this framework, these 9 ingredients, really apply to those of you who have been in business for a while and might be struggling to continue your income growth year after year or your income stability year after year, as well as those of you who are newer ICs who are just starting out in this business. If you can put these 9 ingredients in place wherever you're at in your IC business, it will help you to shore up the foundation in your business and ultimately reach those goals so much faster with so much less headache. So hopefully I haven't scared you away with the concept of scaling. You see what I'm talking about, that it doesn't have to be in a business model that you don't want to create. Scaling can mean any type of business model, and that's what we're going to focus in on today. Those 9 ingredients to scale your business using a strong foundation. So let's dive into the first ingredient. And you might be surprised because you might think, well, ingredient number one is probably something about having a good pipeline of leads. No, ingredient number one is actually how you're thinking about your business. It's how you're thinking as a CEO of your business who already has the results that you are wanting to create. So that's ingredient number one. Another way to put it is, are you thinking like the CEO who already has the result that you want? And looking backward at your business from that lens versus where you're at now and striving and wanting to get to where it is that you're trying to go. Let me give you a really tangible example of what I'm talking about here. When I started out at Accenture, and I will tell you, I mean, that was a very long time ago. What I will tell you is I got one of the very best pieces of professional advice from one of the partners. I think it was probably on my first project. And I was at the bottom rung, right? I was an analyst. He said to me, Melissa, for your career to go where you, wherever you want it to go, always operate at the next level. Always act as if you're the consultant in this case. That's the next level, or it was then, from analyst to consultant. Always act like you're the consultant when you're doing your job, because you're operating at that next level. You're thinking about problems from that lens as a consultant in that case versus as an entry-level analyst. You're showing up differently in interactions with the client, in interactions internally, in the types of problems that you're anticipating and solving. And that's the exact model that I'm recommending to you here for ingredient number one. Thinking like the business owner and the CEO who already has the result that you want to create. Constantly, purposefully putting yourself in that headspace where you've already got exactly the business of your dreams. And then asking yourself, what's keeping me up at night? What are the challenges that I need to anticipate? How would that version of me solve this particular challenge? What would that version of me be focused in on a day-to-day basis and parsing out my time and operating from that version of yourself who already has the result that you're wanting to create? I promise you, it will go so much faster for you to create that versus you thinking about the problems, trying to solve them from where you're at right now, which is most likely in the weeds, worrying about what might be to come, worrying about a gap in your revenue, worrying about what your business might look like. That's a much lower quality of thinking as you're going through your day-to-day and building out this IC business than thinking about it from the perspective of that version of you who has already succeeded. So that's ingredient number one. And I purposefully put it as number one because it is the most important aspect of this process of scaling your IC business to the exact business model and revenue level that you want to create. And a lot of times we overlook this because it's not as tangible as some of the other ingredients that I'll give you here in a minute, but it is the most important, is the way that you're managing your thought processes and how you're thinking about yourself and how you're thinking about your business, how you're thinking about your clients. So if nothing else that you take away from today, go implement this ingredient number one. And then on a similar line of thinking, ingredient number two is about protecting your mental energy. So many of us get kind of mired down into the day-to-day, right? We're feeling anxious or we're worried. We're wondering what's going to happen when the project comes to an end. We know that that end date is coming up soon that we're working on. Or maybe we're worried that the project seems at risk and might end abruptly at any moment. And we're criticizing ourselves because we haven't spent as much time on business development as we know we should have up until this point. Whatever that is that's creating those feelings of anxiousness or stress or worry or insecurity, I want to encourage you to know that these are not happening to you, that these don't have to just come along with the business. It's not part of the ride. What it is an indicator, though, of if you're living in this constant state of worry and anxiety is that you haven't made it to the place right now, haven't made it to the place yet where you are keeping control over your thought processes, where you're keeping control over what you're allowing your brain to run forward with every day. And that's what's actually creating those feelings of anxiety. It's the thoughts that you're allowing to run rampant in your brain about all of the what ifs that might happen in your business, all of the should haves of what you should have done differently, all of those thoughts running on repeat create and build up these feelings of anxiety and stress and worry. And it's so critical for you to protect your mental energy as you're building out your business. You are an entrepreneur now, whether you realize it or not. I know for me, it was kind of an accidental thing. I never really thought of myself that way as an entrepreneur, but you are. And one of the keys to being a successful entrepreneur and having that longevity is to be able to protect your mental energy. And the way to do that is to not shove the feelings under the rug or eat a bunch of nachos to try to make the anxiety go away. The approach to protecting your mental energy and ingredient number two is for you to see what's happening, what that talk track is in your mind that's creating the anxiety. The should haves or the what ifs, and getting control of those so that you can upgrade the quality of your thinking and purposefully create feelings like confidence, like clarity, like commitment that replace that anxiety and that worry. We all know this, right? I don't know about you, but my mom worried all the time when we were in high school, worried about, were we going to die? Were we going to be run over? I think she came up with every possible scenario in her brain and spent so much time, in fact, I think making herself sick over this, with all of these could haves or should haves. And I think this happens to most moms, right? And it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to happen to the moms out there who are worrying about things that haven't even come to pass, or even things that are in place right now that we don't have control over. Getting control of those thoughts, those runaway thoughts, and replacing them with thoughts that make you feel more confident, more in control, more capable of handling whatever comes your way. And that's the key or the formula to protect your mental energy. And this is kind of the tip of the iceberg of this particular topic, but I just really want to emphasize for you that ingredient number two is getting control of that mental energy so that you're not constantly deprived, constantly burned out, constantly worried and stressed, and feeling like your only answer is to go back and do something in corporate that you did 10 years ago to reduce the stress. It doesn't have to be that way. The key here is that you can control how you're feeling by getting control of that runaway train in your brain. Okay, ingredient number three, do you have a daily scorecard? So this is an interesting concept, right? How are you? Most of us don't rate our days. We don't even rate anything except for a game, right? A baseball game or a football game. What we're talking about here is looking at your day and rating it from a revenue perspective. A really simple tool in this regard is looking at all of the different meetings and the way that you're spending your time on an hour-by-hour basis, and how close are those to revenue-generating activities. Are you working on billable hours? That's close to revenue. Are you creating a pipeline? That's close to revenue. Are you doing admin? That's not close to revenue, but it's very much more comfortable, right? So a lot of times as humans, we focus on the things that are comfortable. So we're checking our email, or we're working on admin, or we're doing things that kind of kick the can forward, as they say, that aren't close to revenue. And so look at your day. Look at your day retroactively, and then get to the place where you're looking at it proactively and create yourself a scorecard. How much of my day, what percentage of my day is spent generating revenue, either current revenue or future revenue? And what does that mix look like? And just use that as a scorecard to make sure that you're focusing your priorities in the right places versus letting the default happen, right? Which is to focus on whatever's the most comfortable, like checking email or doing admin or cleanup or that kind of thing. So look at that ingredient number three, which I call the revenue-focused daily scorecard, and put that tool in place. Okay, ingredient number four. Do you have a consistent flow of leads? So now we're getting into some of the nuts and bolts of the business. You know you need a consistent flow of leads. Every IC business owner knows this, right? Most of us don't do it. Most of us defer it. Most of us delay it. Most of us wait until it's an emergency before we start focusing in on this, and then the panic sets in. Do you have a process that fits into ingredient number four a process where you know exactly how to create leads in your business? For most of you, the answer is no. You don't have clear messaging and differentiators. You aren't necessarily putting yourself out there so you're known for what you do. You aren't necessarily in an effective, consistent marketing process that creates leads for you, whether they're inbound or outbound, whatever it is. Some of you do know this, but you don't do it. So some of you don't know it at all and have got to really refine and create that formula for yourself, the formula that creates the high quality leads with the least amount of effort, whatever that testing out and creating that formula for yourself. And if you do know it, then make sure you're following it on a consistent basis. That's ingredient number four, creating that consistent flow of leads. Ingredient number five is having a sales process that converts. So again, another tangible ingredient here. This looks like a repeatable sales process where you're able, once you have a lead, to walk that potential client through a process to understand what their needs are, to create a proposal, to follow up and drive that process forward, and to close it. And that this is a process that's repeatable, that you don't have to recreate every single time, and that you're making adjustments more proactively, intentionally versus reactively or trying to pivot at the whim of whatever the client wants, that you're leading the process and helping them to see how they can best get the results the most quickly with what you're helping, advising them to do, that you also understand what your close rate is in the sales process and why it is that way and what it is that you need to do to improve it. Is it something upfront in your marketing process, or is it something in the sales process that you need to dive deeper into? Whatever that looks like for you. But having that sales process, that repeatable sales process, can help you scale your business. And again, with the goal of increasing your revenue, creating a stable, growing revenue path while you're still protecting your time and protecting the types of clients and types of work that you want to be doing. Okay, ingredient number six. Do you have a compelling list of productized services? And this might be one service or multiple, but really being able to know what problems you solve for your clients, for your customers, and be able to articulate those in a compelling way. Articulate the solutions to those problems in a compelling way. And having centered what the services are around the benefits and the outcomes. Now, if you're just starting out as an IC, you may not be at this place yet where you've got your productized services and you have more of a repeatable delivery model. But what you can be doing is know that that's one of the steps that you want to be getting toward. And so working with clients, asking questions, understanding and recognizing patterns and themes early in your business can help shorten this cycle to get to these productized services that for some ICs take years and some never ever get to. So look at this from a perspective of how could I create productized services that are easier to repeat, that are easier to describe, that are easier to sell, because you know exactly the problems are that you're solving and why you're, you know, the best provider to solve those problems and how to advise the client as a thought leader and a subject matter expert so they can see that you know more about this than anyone else and can help steer them in the right direction and to the ultimate outcome they're looking for. Okay, ingredient number seven is related to this. Do you have repeatable delivery systems? This looks like the tools and the templates and the workflows and the automations, both within what you're delivering to clients as well as within your business, to consistently drive these process flows we've been talking about, the flow of leads, the sales process, the productized services, the way you're engaging with clients and providing status updates, whatever those repeatable processes are, have you streamlined those and made them into a repeatable, automated, simplified process that either you can do or you could outsource even to a virtual assistant? That's ingredient number seven. And again, a really tangible one. Okay, let's finish out with ingredients eight and nine. which focus in more on how you're running your business like a CEO. So ingredient number 8 is, are you running your schedule, your 24/7, like the CEO that you are? Are you managing your priorities like a business owner? When you look at your calendar and do a quick audit of your calendar, do you see a mix of you working in your business as well as on your business? Do you see the priorities for your business reflected in that calendar? Do you have professional standards? What are your standards of how you're going to operate and kind of switch back and forth between the two hats of being a CEO versus being the consultant on the ground? Have you created those boundaries for yourself and your clients and whomever else you need to protect your priorities from? I'm going to dive into another podcast here soon about that topic in particular, because so many of us fall into this trap of responding to the client and letting them drive our priorities and our schedule versus us setting that up in advance and enforcing it. And are you carefully considering when adjustments need to be made, or are you just reacting on autopilot to whatever the client's telling you at any given moment? That's ingredient number 8. Are you running your 24/7 like the CEO, like the business unit you are? And then finally, ingredient number 9. At a higher level, are you running your business as a business owner? And what this looks like is, do you have financial targets? Do you know what your annual goal is and how you're tracking against that? Do you have a financial review process where you're looking at expenses versus income versus revenue and figuring out what needs to be adjusted on a monthly basis? Are you reviewing those targets that you set monthly, quarterly, annually? Or do you set them and then kind of hope for the best, or set them and then see what happens when it's time to do taxes? Are you adjusting and pivoting based on the information that you're getting when you're running your business as the norm and not as the exception? Putting these processes in place, which can be as simple as setting up a meeting with yourself to go over it, or leveraging a bookkeeper like I do, whatever that is, it's lifting yourself out of the day-to-day and running your business as the business owner that you are, and not consistently deferring this or kicking it down the road because you don't have time for it and you've got to be working in the bowels of your business. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about having these 9 ingredients so that you can balance what you're doing in your business, like delivering services, with also working on your business as the CEO and as someone who has created productized and repeatable delivery systems. So hopefully that gives you a taste of what those 9 ingredients are. And like I said at the beginning of this, if you can even focus on just one of those, which is looking at yourself and thinking of yourself as that CEO who has already accomplished the goal and the vision for your business that you set out to accomplish, that one can help make all of the rest of these ingredients fall into place and be so much easier to implement. So thanks for tuning in today, and I will see you again next week. Thanks for joining me this week on the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. If you liked today's episode, I have 3 quick next steps for you. First, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Next, leave me a review in your podcast app so other independent consultants can find and benefit too. And finally, to put the ideas from today's episode into action, head over to melissalieberman.com for the show notes and more resources to help you grow your consulting practice from your first few projects into a full-fledged business. See you next week.